listener production. Election Day boat text revealed. One Nation's voice campaign stifled. Ansell accused of slave labour. And push to cancel public housing debt. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5. Written by Max O'Pray. I'm Adair Shepherd, and here's your news headlines for today, Thursday, August 11. Number 1. The Chinese ambassador to Australia has backed the use of force and re-education to take control of Taiwan as the superpower halts military exercises around the island. The Chinese ambassador to Australia, Xiao Qian, told the National Press Club on Wednesday the use of military force was an option to take over Taiwan, which China considers part of its territory, but had to respect Beijing's claim to Taiwan. He said the majority of people in Taiwan believe they are part of China, though polling indicates only 11% of Taiwanese favour unification. Xiao endorses a new white paper released by China that for the first time endorses the possibility of an extended military occupation after unification. Number 2. Public servants involved in the announcement of an asylum boat interception on Election Day privately described it as astonishing and unprecedented, according to new Freedom of Information releases. Messages between Australian Border Force and Home Affairs officials revealed discomfort over the former Morrison government's decision to announce the interception on the day of the election. The department loaded the statement on the ABF website at 1 p.m. before Morrison began a press conference at Lillipilli Public School at 1:03 p.m. The news about the boat interception was then texted en masse to voters in marginal seats as they headed to the polls. Number 3. A mass of website domains registered by One Nation to stifle campaigns for an Indigenous voice to Parliament are set to be suspended after falling foul of cyber-squatting rules. One Nation registered dozens of domain names without using them for a website in order to prevent them from being used in any debate about The Voice. The party, which plans to campaign against The Voice in any national referendum, registered up to 46 website domains, such as voicetoparliament.org.au and ulurustatement.com.au. The entity responsible for licensing Australian domains and the .au Domain Administration, AUDA, will suspend some of them as they breach rules against cybersquatting. One Nation has also registered several new businesses with names matching the domains in question, which may help the party argue that it should be able to keep them. Number 4. Ansell is being sued by former migrant workers who claim the Australian personal protective equipment producer, quote, knowingly profited from alleged forced labour. The 13 Bangladeshi workers have filed a lawsuit against Ansell and Kimberly Clark Corporation in a US court, seeking damages to represent thousands of other workers in a class action. The workers say they were trafficked to Malaysia and made to live and work in shocking conditions at single-use glove producer Brightway Holdings, a supplier to Ansell. The US, in December, banned Brightway imports after it emerged that 781 employees have been living inside three shipping containers at its factory near Kuala Lumpur. The workers say they were forced to work more than 12 hours a day, often with restricted access to food, water, and toilets, had their passports seized, and were abused. And number 5. Senator David Pocock will seek to have public housing debt in the ACT waived as the Northern Territory wipes rental debt in remote communities. Pocock has vowed to use his balance of power in the Senate to push for the cancellation of ACT's $100 million public housing debt as part of negotiations over Labor's new housing policy. The ACT unsuccessfully lobbied for the former federal government to waive the debt, which requires the Territory to pay back around half the money it receives under the National Housing and Homelessness Agreement every year. That's it for Post today, Thursday, August 11. Don't forget to subscribe to Post, News in 5, here in the Listener app, as well as to The Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.